Good morning. Welcome to the morning devotion for March 17, 2010. My name's Martin Drummond, and I'm talking to you about a passion for God's presence. I'm glad that you're not going to get drunk today, or even consume one alcoholic drink. I wish more imbibing people around the world would make the same choice on this St. Patrick's Day. What started as a religious observance among Catholics in the 1600s has been transformed by secular interests into a worldwide occasion for drinking, frivolity, and in some cases, depravity. I'm sure that the young Patrick of Calphurnius, for whom this day is named, would want people to seek an experience with a Holy Spirit, not bottled spirits. Patrick was a godly British man who had been captured as a teen by Irish slave traders in the early 400s and held in bondage for nearly 7 years. He escaped, but returned years later as a Catholic bishop turned missionary. For at least 20 years, the historical records vary on this, he ministered to the people of Ireland, including the elite, and then he died. For the next 13 centuries, there were observances of his life and ministry among the Irish Catholics. Along the way, though, the Catholic Church decided his legacy deserved sainthood. And eventually, secular interests took over and corrupted what had been a faith-based event. And now, St. Patrick's Day is party time around the world. Chicago dyes its river green. Multiple cities in England and Ireland have parades lasting hours and taverns selling record amounts of booze. Billions of pinches occur in inappropriate places. Untold millions of people engage in all sorts of silliness with no regard for why and how the observance started. What would Patrick think if his wooden boat landed on the shores of Ireland long ago and then was transported through time to a city shoreline next to a massive secular parade that wore his name but contradicted his values? Wow. Sure gets you thinking, doesn't it? If the history books are correct, Patrick didn't go back to Ireland because he liked its beer and its women. Instead, he went back to Ireland because the people there needed Jesus. He loved his life of service to God and wanted it to be used to help others to find God and his son, Jesus Christ. My hunch is that Patrick would plead for people to stop with the celebrations dedicated to him, whether godly or not. My hunch is that Patrick would much prefer the humble status of Anna, the temple prophetess, mentioned in Luke, rather than the high profile status of Annas, the pride-fueled high priest, who loved the praise of men and who presided over Christ's Sanhedrin trial. Listen to the words of Luke 2:36-38. There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was very old, and she lived with her husband 7 years after marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. It's entirely possible that Anna lived more than 60 years as a widow. She had to face all sorts of financial difficulties and temptations during those years, yet it's clear that her heart was focused on pleasing and serving God. Because she was so in tune with Him, she instantly discerned the leading of the Spirit, sought out the Messiah, and told others about His arrival. You see, her humility prepared her for readiness to truly worship. Her humility prepared her for effectively pointing others toward the one who is worthy of worship. She wanted no attention for herself, but only for her God, and then for her Redeemer. That's a good example for us. an example that I believe Patrick would endorse a whole lot more than the booze fests happening in his name today. As always, I love you, Martin.